When I was 7, most of my friends stopped believing in magic. That's when I first started. They were beautiful. They were happy. They didn't even need any money. They had magic cards. Rebecca Bloomwood. Dress, Zac Posen. Belt, Todd Oldham Vintage. Bag, Gucci. You know that thing when you see someone cute and he smiles and your heart kind of goes like warm butter sliding down hot toast? Well, that's what it's like when I see a store.
Declined.
Can you try again?
Really declined.
How are you gonna pay this debt?
Yeah. I know I've made some mistakes, but I'm turning my life around.
Yeah. Fluent in Finnish?
Everyone pads their resume a little. Sorry.
Hello and welcome to the podcast Around the Corner, where we will share with the world the amazing gift that is romantic comedies. My name is Samantha Burkett and I am your host. And today, I am talking about the film Confessions of a Shopaholic. Now, this film came out in February of 2009, right in the right crowd for Valentine's Day, and it is written by PJ Hogan, and it stars Isla Fisher and Hugh Dancy. Now, the story of this film is actually written based on the best-selling novels, the Shopaholic novels, by Sophia Kinsella. This film is rated PG, and the running time is about an hour and 45 minutes. The summary of this film is, like many New York City gals, Rebecca Bloomwood loves to shop. The trouble is, she shops so much that she is actually drowning in debt. Rebecca would love to work at the city's top fashion magazine, but so far has not been able to get her foot in the door. Then she lands a job as an advice columnist for a financial magazine owned by the same company. Her column becomes an overnight success, but her secret threatens to ruin her love life and career. Now, as much as I love this film, the film did not get great reviews. It got a 25% tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience score was only 49. Now, I agree, the film has some flaws, but overall, it's a really easy and fun watch. I used to watch it all the time as a kid, and would recommend just putting it on as a fun girls' night, or even just while you're at home in quarantine. Isla Fisher and Hugh Dancy aren't the only talented actors leading this film. Kristen Ritter, who plays Suze, Joan Cusack, who plays Jane Bloomwood, and John Goodman, who plays Graham Bloomwood. And if the cast didn't draw you in, the wonderful world of shopping definitely draws most girls' attention to this film. This film came right around the same era as Devil Wears Prada and Sex and the City, and definitely attacked that audience, but it has a fun taste of New York fashion, and we get the iconic girl in the green scarf. So if you're interested in watching this film, it is currently available on Amazon Prime with an IMDb subscription. And if you want to hear the fun conversation me and my sister have talking about the film, then you should check the next part of this video. And thank you all for tuning in for this little synopsis of the film, and I will see you in the next episode.